I'm going to start our presentation introducing my colleagues first from Texas A&M University Ag Research and Extension Center in Uvalde, myself, Dr. Giovanni Piccini, and Ms. Amy Wentz. We have other collaborators from Texas A&M Blackland and Amarillo Research Centers, and also from USDA ARS in Bushland. As water supply shrinks in South Texas, crop models is appealing tools to assess crop water use and production with different crop management. In this study, we purposely employed EPIC to see a possibility to use it as an distance support system for irrigation management. We validated EPIC for the South Texas conditions. We used data from obtained from Texas A&M University research field in Uvalde from 2002 to 2006. Crops were used were corn and cotton. Parameters of interest were crop evapotranspiration and crop yield. Three ETC used were a lysimeter measured ETC and in-field calculated ETC, which was calculated with FAO Penman Montes reference ET times available crop coefficient. And finally, EPIC incorporated Hargreaves model. We applied EPIC to farmers' field. We used data from farmers' field from five counties in South Texas in 2006. Two crops used as well. We simulated EPIC with various irrigation scenarios, which ranged from 229 to 610 millimeters. This graph shows graphical location of farms of Edward Aquifer region, ranging from Uvalde to Zavala County, where San Antonio is located in. We're going to talk about the result of corn, starting with validation of EPIC, and then application to farms field. Corn water use validation. The three methods of cumulative ETC was in agreement at the end of season, even though they were varied within the season. Now, grain yield validation. Simulated grain yield statistically was in agreement with measured grain yield. I'm sorry, I need to go back, sorry. Yes, we are looking at comparison of simulated and reported grain yield from farmers' field. Here, simulated grain yield was in agreement with reported grain yield. With that, we are looking at the grain yield responses with various irrigation scenarios I talked just before. Yield in relation to irrigation plus rainfall linearly increased up to around 800 millimeter and made a plateau after that. So with this result, we think the saturated water input for corn in South Texas is should be 800 millimeter. And again, the saturated or maximum crop yield of corn is between 5 ton to 5.5 ton per hectare. With this result, we assume that any water input over 800 millimeter will not be profitable for corn in South Texas. Now, grain yield in relation to ETC. Grain yield linearly increased up to around here, which was probably pretty close to 700 millimeter. And this is considered to be a saturated crop evapotranspiration in this area. And again, any ETC over 700 millimeter will not be profitable for corn in South Texas. Now we are looking at water use efficiency in relation to grain yield. It linearly increased up to around here, which was 5 ton per hectare, and made a plateau after that. But how to see the graph after 5 ton per hectare? It's up to you. Now, with this result, we think water use efficiency positively correlated with grain yield up to 5 ton per hectare. Water use efficiency in relation to crop evapotranspiration, and water use efficiency in relation to water input. Water use efficiency didn't increase anymore after around probably 700 millimeter. After that, it decreased with slow linear phase. With this result, we think there is a negative correlation between water use efficiency and that's probably water input after a certain range of water input, in this case, 700 millimeter. Now, likewise for corn, we are looking at result of cotton, starting with validation of EPIC and then application to farmers' field. First, cotton water use validation. The three curves of cumulative ETC were statistically significant at the end of season. Of course, in the mid season, cotton lint yield validation simulated lint yield was statistically in agreement with measured lint yield. Now we are looking at the comparison of simulated and reported lint yield from farmers' field. Simulated lint yield was in agreement, I mean arithmetically in agreement with reported lint yield, even though the linear regression was statistically not significant. We believe if we increase the observation or the data from a farmer's field, it will fit between simulation and measurement. With that, we are looking at lint yield responses with various irrigation scenarios from this slide. First, lint yield in relation to water input. It linearly increased up to around 700 millimeter and made a plateau after that. So with this result, we assume the saturated water input is around 700 millimeter for cotton in South Texas. And the saturated crop yield is between 1.7 or 1.8 to 2.0 ton per hectare. And again, any water input over 700 millimeter will not be profitable for cotton in South Texas. Lint yield in relation to ETC was linearly increased up to around here, which was pretty close to 600 millimeter, or a little bit over 600 millimeter. This is considered to be a saturated crop evapotranspiration. And any probably any ETC over 600 millimeter will not be profitable for cotton in South Texas. Now we are looking at water use efficiency in relation to into yield. Water use efficiency calculated with ETC linearly increased up to 1.8 or 1.7 ton per hectare, and water use efficiency calculated with water input linearly increased up to 1.5 ton per hectare. And both for both relationships, they made a plateau after that. So with this relationship, we think there is a positive correlation between water use efficiency and lint yield up to a certain range of lint yield, depending on how to calculate your water use efficiency. Water use efficiency in relation to ETC and water efficiency in relation to water input. Water use efficiency didn't increase anymore after a certain range of ETC or water input, which was probably slightly over 700 millimeter. And then water use efficiency decreased with a pretty slow linear phase. So with this result, we think there is a negative correlation between water use efficiency and water input just after 600 millimeter of water input. In conclusion, we validated EPIC on corn and cotton for the South Texas conditions. Simulation results with farmers' field demonstrated EPIC can be used as a decision support tool for the crops under irrigation conditions. EPIC appears to be effective in long-term and precision decision making for irrigation management. With that, thank you for your listening. I will take your questions and comments.
Any questions for your hand?
Yes.
What would be the irrigation requirements for cotton in that region? Because the results that you have seem quite high to me.
Do you mean it seems like higher than you think?
No, you said that it's about 700
meters. Yes.
Irrigation.
Really?
That's why I'm asking, what are the official recommendations for that region?
I'm sorry, I need to find out that what is the recommendation of the irrigation in that area.
How much water do you apply in President?
About 600, between 600 to 700 millimeters. That's not excessive.
All right. Well, we're close to time to move on, so I guess we'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you.